Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Next thing I know, I'm bald.
Okay, if I, like, fall in love with a person who isn't tall, dark, and handsome, like, so be it.
You're not fun. How does it feel to not be fun?
I like funny, but I don't think I like goofy.
She's the one that shit her pants in the street.
None of my guys look the same.
My guys.
My guys.
Mic's in. Well, she's lasted us 4 years now.
Sometimes it's fine.
We're also live. The people
sometimes
are listening.
Sometimes it's fine and sometimes it's not so fine.
I'm not live. I'm just kidding.
Yes, you are. You just bought
Katie
some.
Katie had date night last night.
Oh, wait, yeah. Tell us about date night.
Date night.
So you have date night once a week.
Once a week is like our official date night.
But I feel like you guys have like a million dates.
Yeah, we do. But like, if there's a week where we don't have a date night, like, I'm worried, you know? Like, it's just like...
Katie's like, Jack's done with me.
No, I'm like, I think we're getting into that stage of a relationship where you, like, don't date each other anymore, which is what we talked about a few episodes ago, how, like, you need to continue to date even when you're in a long-term relationship.
But even, like, so you posted, or you went on date night last night, but then I would assume that you also had date day on Saturday, like, when you guys made the shepherd's pie. Like, you went to the farmer's market, you came home, Jack made you guys a shepherd's pie, and it was like a, maybe it just like feels like a lot of dates, because obviously you're recording it and posting it, so I'm like, oh, Katie's on a date, like, literally every single day.
Well, that was extra credit. Jack got extra credit for that.
Jack's like A++++++.
Well, because he's the one who, like, he spearheaded that. I was just along for the ride, but last night was an official date. But I will say, so...
Because we also had this conversation, because I asked, I was like, oh, are any of your date nights just like cozy nights at home? And Katie said no, that they have to be, she needs to be taken out.
Yeah, Katie's, I need, like, to be wine and dine.
Yeah.
I need to be taken out. I need to wear a dress. I need to go out in the town. We went to jazz night last night at Bathtub Gin, which is in Chelsea. Okay. And it's this speakeasy, prohibition style. You enter through a coffee shop.
Oh, it's that one. Okay, so the one where you like walk down a little staircase?
There's no stairs, actually.
Oh.
But you walk in, like, it looks, the outside looks like a coffee shop.
Mm.
Or not even. It looks like a coffee window. Like, you know, like a somewhere you'd order a coffee and not go inside. But there's like a coffee machine in there.
I'm picturing like the Fellini window.
Exactly. That's exactly it. You walk in and then they ask for your name. You tell them your name. And if you have a res, they let you in. And the door, like, doesn't look like a door. It's so cool. I love it. Highly recommend. And on Wednesdays, they have jazz.
You've gone before, haven't you?
Yes, I've gone before. It's such a great experience. They also have this thing where you can get s'mores at your table, and they bring you a mini fire.
Okay, that's my dream.
Oh, you know, so s'mores is
like,
too.
S'mores is like my dream dessert. Like, it's one of my favorite desserts.
Well, I'll have to bring you to this. You'll have to come on next date night.
I can't wait to come on the next date night.
But I will say, like, it isn't all sunshines and rainbows, like, preparing for a date night. Because, like, the other day when Jack proposed this to me, I was like, how can you be thinking about this, right? Because I was very... So, long story short, after the weekend, I was, like, exhausted. I was down bad. The last thing I wanted to do was have plans after work.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, you know what? Ask me again in, like, an hour. He asked me again. And then I said, yes, we'll do it.
So, you originally declined? You
originally, well, I was just tired. Like, sometimes you just get, you know, you're like, I don't want to do something after work. It's like also getting kind of, it's kind of gloomy this week.
Yeah, this has been our first gloomy week. I was just saying to Adam, who obviously was in London, the land of gloom, but like,
which also, like, London was stunning and
but
beautiful.
It's chic gloom. It's chic over there.
It wasn't at least even gloomy, though. London. It was so sunny this week.
Oh,
was
really?
It crispy over there?
Every single time I've been lately, it's been like a crispy fall vibe, and then
I'm
also
so jealous.
Sunny and beautiful.
Meanwhile, it's like 125% humidity here.
Yeah, it wasn't like that in London
and
this
disgusting.
Week. It was so beautiful.
Well, I'm really happy. I can't wait to hear all about London. Yeah. Should we just like dive in? Did you get a haircut?
Ugh, yeah, he freaking went crazy on me.
Wait, I can so tell. We both got haircuts on Saturday.
Oh my God. I told
Oh no, he got his Friday. No, you got your Saturday.
Did I? I don't remember.
It was Saturday. We both got them Saturday.
I just remember I literally left that haircut and I was like, the fact that I have to go to London looking like this, like I want to die. He made me look like Ellen DeGeneres. I know I always joke about that, but I look like...
The good thing is now you Ellen. Won't have to go get your haircut in Vida. You can find somewhere more local.
I love my hairdresser. What do you call him? Barber?
Barber.
I guess my barber. And
you love him, but he fucks you up.
No. This is the first time he's ever fucked me up like
this. Okay, I was going to say, but you've complained about your haircuts in the past. You certainly have.
I think it's just like people just go too short. Like people like to cut a guy's hair too short. And well, I've been more leaning into like the longer vibe, but like a controlled longer, you know?
Have you considered showing him a photo? I feel like that's
yes, how... he has the photo of himself.
I literally show him a photo of myself and he goes crazy. I'm like, make me look like my freaking background with Katie and Colby. Like, this is the best haircut I've ever gotten.
Oh, right. Duh. We already had this conversation. Yeah. Okay. So,
like, I look stunning there.
But you did that and he said, I don't give a fuck. I'm doing what I want to do.
I think the thing about him is he and I have known each other for so long at this point that we chat a lot. Okay. And like, the haircut that I get, so I go to this place called Adam Grooming, of course, my namesake. Adam Grooming is also a London based barber. So it's kind of funny. I like went to London and one of my friends pointed out and she was like, oh, you ever been there? Like, it's a really famous barber in London. And I was like, yes, this is literally the barber that I go to in New York, Adam Grooming Atelier. And it's like a really expensive haircut too, but they make it a whole experience. Like, they give you a Turkish.
How expensive is it?
Well, for a guy, not at all. Like $75, I think is what I pay.
75? Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. That's like around what Jack spends as well.
75 is like, cause I used to go to this Russian dude in Fidei, like a hole in the wall barber, definitely running an underground operation. I mean, they also fix jewelry for a living, like in the basement of their barbershop.
They're multifaceted.
I was like,
they do it all. It's a one-stop shop.
I love it.
But the guy I used to go to was $20. And
20,
so,
okay, he's got to up his prices. That's crazy.
But, well, that's what I'm telling you. They're running $20 underground operation.
I got an incredible haircut. Remember when I went to Chinatown to get a haircut? And it was, like, honestly one of the best haircuts I've ever gotten in my whole entire life. And I think it was, like, $40.
That's so good. So what I'm saying,
but
like,
I didn't ever go back.
There are these underground places, you know? And we used to go, me and all my roommates. And so it was $20. And then he started really fucking me up. Like, he would basically be shaving my head.
Well, yeah, he's only getting paid $20. I would do a shit job, too, if I was only making $20.
He was ruining me. I was peak Ellen at that point, and I just had enough. And so I broke up with him. I was like, you know what? I'm going to start going to, like, one that I'm actually going to pay more for. So I started going to Adam. And then it's this whole experience, and my barber and I are besties. Like, we become friends. And I think the thing is, he just loves to chat me up. And so we chat this entire time. And so I think he just feels the need to, like, continue cutting my hair.
So we can continue the conversation.
Like, he asked me how I felt about the length. And I was like, length's perfect. Let's leave it right here. And then we just kept chatting, and he kept cutting. And I was like, what is he doing? Like,
he couldn't help himself.
But he was cutting, like, a little bit at a time, you know? So it didn't feel like that. But just imagine a little bit at a time for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then... next thing I know, I'm bald.
It's how people end up with accidental bobs, I think, too.
Well, anyways, long story short, yes, I look like the little lesbian that could, basically. You don't. Is how I feel.
You look great. You look great.
And I think you look so cute.
I think,
thanks, guys.
I think upstairs neighbor just walked in the door. Did you hear that?
I did. Every time I buzz into your apartment, I'm like,
about to have a run-in?
I'm like, what's going to be the day that I have a run-in?
No, he's so home. I hear him upstairs. It's... so him.
Yeah, definitely. I'll text him. Yeah. I'm downstairs. Come say
hi.
Well,
I was asking Adam, I'm like, what's the 411? Like, have you been speaking to my neighbor?
And yeah, we've been texting a little bit.
And but Adam's been, he's been gone.
I've been gone. We haven't necessarily tried to see each other. And I actually think that my lack of attempt, because then he was making jokes to me about, like, what did he say? We were texting yesterday or the day before. And he made some joke about my taste in men or something like that. And I think I said, like, don't sell yourself short. And he was like, didn't realize that I was, or something like that. Like, indicating, like,
he's not short.
He's not my type. Or he was like, I didn't know if I was actually your type because I wasn't actively pursuing.
Do you even
pursuing.
Have a type? I only ask that because I don't know what it is.
I have dated a range, I feel like.
Yeah.
None of my guys look the same.
My guys.
My guys.
The way you said that.
None of my boys look the same.
None of my boys. That I collect, like, infinity stones.
I say that I collect straight men like infinity stones, which I do.
Straight men, but also your boys.
But also my boys.
My boys.
They all look different. Like, they all are different heights, ethnicities, backgrounds, ages.
Yeah.
Like, I have quite the range, guys. I have quite the range.
I feel like it's more, I don't know. I would go out on a limb to say it's more common to not have a type than to have a type.
The one thing that all of the guys that I've dated have in common is that they're all, like, have some kind of good job, I feel like.
They're driven.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because I feel like on a date, I need to be in some kind of intellectually stimulating conversation, or, like, I like talking about work, you know?
Yeah, I find it very unattractive when guys aren't driven.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the one thing that everybody has in common, but looks-wise, they all are different. But I do think that I have a physical type, which I think is tall, dark, and handsome. Like, I like, I like dark features. Like, Oh, but then again, I love Cooper Connolly from...
Yes.
I always say that that's kind of like my dream man.
I feel like everybody then is like, you can't be so picky, whatever. And then you start to be like, okay, like, maybe appearance is like the one thing that I can like stray from. Because like personality traits, you can't change those distinct personality traits in a person. But it's like, okay, if I like fall in love with a person who isn't tall, dark, and handsome, like, so be it, you know?
Well, because at the end of the day, someone's personality is way more important.
Yeah, but then I would say, like, maybe that's the reason that I haven't gone too far with any of these guys. It's because I started dating them, like, for a specific reason, because they look good on paper. And, like, obviously...
Because they're
hot. On paper.
Yeah.
But then I'm, like, also, like, okay, like, you're not, like, bad looking, but they're not tall, dark, and handsome. So maybe that's the thing holding me back, is that they're not all tall, dark, and handsome.
I can't wait to listen to this episode years from now when we've all figured it out and we know who we're with, and like we can be like, wow, that either happened or didn't happen.
Yeah,
it's okay, interesting.
Also, this London trip, I was committed to like perusing the apps and actually like finding somebody in London to go on a date with.
Okay, and what happened?
I just didn't have time. I tried. I actually did go on the apps and I matched with some guys in London, but there I was only there for like 3 days, so it just wasn't enough time for me to like have some chat.
You can plan for next time.
Yes, exactly. So I'll plan for my next trip. Guys, I honestly am obsessed with London. Yeah, what's going on up there? Is the neighbor power washing?
I think it's the street cleaner. The street cleaner is like very powerful.
Yeah, I can tell. That thing is bumping.
I love London so much. I miss it.
What did you do? Did you just have client meetings and stuff? Did you go anywhere fun? Actually, wait. First, do the intro and then tell us.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good.
Colby and I are sweating our balls off. Like, it's so hot.
I know. And of course, I was like, it's rainy. It's cozy. I want to get a hot coffee. So yeah, I did.
Colby's crazy with that. We're walking.
You got a hot coffee. You are holding a hot coffee right now.
I know. I wanted it so badly.
It's like 100 degrees.
Colby, so we're walking out of the apartment. She's like, should we go to Starbucks? And I was like, ugh. Why?
I really wanted a hot coffee from Starbucks.
I was really surprised when you said you were at Starbucks, because I feel like you don't go to... I'm looking at you, Adam.
I haven't had Starbucks in so long, but for some reason, I love a hot coffee from there.
Colby was craving it, though, and you know, I gotta appease my wife. So we went to Starbucks. And
I do think Starbucks coffee is stronger than Blank Street coffee.
I just like the taste of Blank Street better, I think. Not that Blank Street's good by any means. Remember when I was obsessed with Blank Street? I go through phases. Right now, I'm in my Oslo phase. I really hate making coffee at home, but...
I love making coffee at home.
You, like, think you hate it until it becomes an experience. And having, like, this espresso machine has made it an experience for me. I've gotten, like, fun, things to add to it.
And I've been doing so much girl math recently. I'm like, okay, so if I don't buy coffee all week, that's, like, an extra... however many dollars, and then I can like buy a top or something with that money.
I love that. That's major all I do. Like, girl
math. Put it into the piggy bank.
The girl math bucket.
Yeah. I mean, you do save so much money.
So much money.
Because it really adds up. And if you think about, if you're getting a coffee every day, that's what, like upwards of $7 sometimes a day.
Yeah, it's like $50 a week.
Yeah, what's the math on that? What's the month? $200?
Yeah.
Ish?
Yeah.
How much do you think you spend on coffee a month?
And then it's
I don't spend a lot at all because work does my coffee.
Okay. Well, we're not all like you.
That's a luxury. So that's why I'm buying a coffee maker.
And they just look so nice. Did you see the one Danielle posted?
No.
Hers looks so fancy.
I think I'm going to get the Smeg.
Oh, love that.
Little coffee pot.
Love that.
I was going to get an espresso machine, but honestly, after my experience with my last one and it breaking within like a couple of months, I just am like, I'm going to get a hot coffee machine, and I shouldn't have thrown out my Nespresso frother that I had already, but I'm just going to have hot coffee because I like that anyway. I like hot coffee with steamed almond milk is my order. So
I need to learn.
I can very easily make that at home.
I need to learn how to do the milk part because right now I do it over ice, so I don't have to really steam my milk. I can froth my milk. Mine has the thing. I just haven't used it since I was a barista at church camp, if you recall. That was my origin story.
It always boils back to church camp.
It always comes right back to church camp. I did steam milk in church camp. I learned, but it's been over a decade, so I need to reacquaint myself with the tool.
With the frother. You need to get one of those automatic ones. It's just like you put the milk in and you press the button and it just
frosts it up. That's what I had, and I'm upset that I got rid of it.
Maybe you can get me that for my birthday.
That's a good idea. Except I hate that now you know. You'll forget.
I'm going to forget. Also, I want like practical gifts this year. I think that's like, that's on turning 30, but like my mom asked me what I want from my parents for my birthday. And I literally, no hesitation, said, I want a steam mop. I want a mop, like a fancy
steam mop.
Get the girl a mop.
It's like, but it's not a mop that you're envisioning. It's like a Dyson type. I don't want the Dyson because that's, upon reflection, realized it's $700. I don't need something that crazy, but
it's so worth it though.
Well, but I don't need that one. Like I already have the Dyson vacuum.
You can get the 2-in-1, the submarine. That's what Colby and I have.
Well, I think that there's something else.
We literally never use the wet function.
I leave this up to my mom. My mom's gonna know. My mom will know. She's like, she's a mom. She knows.
Moms know.
So I defer to her on like the specifics. But I want
coffee maker.
Oh, that's that's a pot. No.
Yeah, it's a coffee pot.
Oh.
Oh, cute.
It's a drip coffee maker.
Wait, that looks like an air fryer.
It's a Smeg.
No,
it's
that's
retro.
I know that you're looking at the shape of that and you see air fryer, but that's certainly a drip coffee pot. And it looks gorgeous. That would go great in your kitchen. Anyway.
Smeg really did it right. You know this like whole theme of just taking like random shit and making it aesthetic, and then all of a sudden the brands like blow up? That's like a new thing, like Touchland, for example. They took freaking hand sanitizer and made it look cool, and then people were like, oh my god, I'm gonna buy this. And they did the same thing with freaking olive oil. The Gaza, is it Garza? Gaza?
Grazia.
Sure. Grazia.
The one in the bottle that like, looks pretty as the fancy font.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about now. I can see it in my head.
Yeah.
Like they took the picture of Tuscany off the bottle and added some fancy font, and they were like, here's a $20
bottle. I don't think Grazia, it's a plastic bottle.
No. What I was saying is like normal olive oil bottles like a picture of Tuscany on it, and it'd just be like olive oil. But then Grazia or whatever it is.
Well, I don't know. I do judge a book by its cover. I really do.
No, exactly.
So that's why it works for like me.
Yeah. And so I think that's the thing with Smeg too. Like coffee machines are kind of ugly, and Smeg made kitchen appliances look pretty.
I want a Smeg.
Now everybody's obsessed.
Refrigerator. That would be glorious.
Those are so funky.
They're gorgeous, but I don't actually know, like, do they do it any better than a normal
fridge?
They're
functional.
Like, do they even have an ice maker? Because honestly, that is high on my priorities list when it comes to a fridge, is having an ice maker. Now that I have one, I cannot go back.
Colby and I have an ice maker, and I will say, obsessed.
Yeah, it's great. I honestly didn't expect us to have one, because we have a mini fridge, technically.
Yeah.
It's not full size, but it has a full-size ice maker.
That's really all you need.
Yeah.
You don't need a full-size fridge.
Kind of have a lot of little random things that I'm like, I don't think I've ever had this in an apartment. Like, for example, we have ceiling fans in our bedroom.
Oh, yeah. The ceiling fan is really nice.
Like, I love
you
a ceiling
fan. You have a ceiling fan.
We have one ceiling fan.
I use it every single night. I'm obsessed with
it. Yeah, me too.
And my bathroom has, your bathroom does too, I'm sure, has a fan. I've never had a fan in the bathroom before in New York.
Oh, you need that.
I don't think in New York it's that common to have fans in the bathroom.
I've always had a fan.
Really?
Yeah,
my last bathroom did not have one
because you can get like mold.
Oh yeah, Alex and I's bathroom in the last apartment, definitely
disgust,
not up to code,
not for sure, not mold everywhere, I guarantee, hidden in places that you wouldn't see.
Okay, good to know.
I definitely aged many years living in that apartment.
I keep seeing these TikToks of girls being like, I am moving out of my apartment because I have mold poisoning.
Like the West Village buildings, right?
That one went viral.
Yeah.
Those, I don't know what, Horatio Street, I think it is. This guy was like, walking down the street and he goes, he's like pointing to buildings. He's like, if you live in this building, or you're looking at it, do not move in because I got mold poisoning from living there. And I've met other people who have also gotten mold poisoning. Like it's something,
whoa.
There's like a situation over on Horatio Street. The Horatio situation.
One of my favorite restaurants is on Horatio Street.
Which one?
Went there Tuesday night. Barbudo. They
have
the best kale salad I've legitimately ever eaten in my entire life. And it's probably not good for you at all, but it's like chopped up so tiny, like so teeny tiny. And the dressing is like massaged in there. Oh, it's so good.
That sounds amazing. Does it have cheese on it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like
a Caesar-ish salad. And you would love it. Actually, they have a chicken that they're famous for that's delicious. It's a wood, I think their whole thing is like wood fired, so it's all I feel like decently healthy.
Love.
And it's so good.
I went to this amazing restaurant in London that you guys would be obsessed with, and we got salads and fries, and it was just like such a good little
salad. What was it called?
74 Duke. I was literally just looking to see what it was called.
74 Duke.
74 Duke. We both got amazing salads. She got a Caesar salad. I got this like kale.
I need to go to London.
Situation.
It misses me.
And then at 74 Duke, they also make these insane cookies. Like I'm showing you this picture.
Yum.
Oatmeal raisin?
No,
they look like salty.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Salty chocolate chip. They're like crispy on the outside, gooey on the inside. They're literally the most perfect cookie I've ever had in my entire life.
Dirty to me.
And then
that
they give you this
good
little thing of ice cream that has this like banana Foster type ice cream that you basically scoop and then put on top of the cookie, and it's the most insane cookie dessert I've ever had.
I'm obsessed. Wow.
So everyone needs to go. 74 Duke. It's very chic. A lot of like very well-dressed people go there. It's in Marylebone, which is my favorite neighborhood.
You love to say it.
I love to say Marylebone.
You love to say Marylebone.
Marylebone. That's where I always stay.
I like thinking about a restaurant is making me think of this show that Jack and I started called Black Rabbit.
I started that last night and I did not understand what was going on.
Well, you need to be like,
I need to rewatch the first episode.
Like, you can't be on your phone. Like, this is a lock-in show, but I actually tapped out. It was depressing me.
Oh.
I have an issue with shows. Like, I like jam-packed action. I like, you know, I'm not like shy from like murder plots or like things that are kind of heavy. Like, I have no problem with like dark themes in shows, but when there is not even a sliver of hope, light at the end of the tunnel,
a love story.
I think I made it through two of the episodes. Jack just finished it. We started it like early. He like binged it because he was like, this is so that's so good.
What's it about?
It's based in New York. It's about two brothers. I don't want to give any spoilers. One is Jude Law with an American accent, and one is Jason Bateman. Mm-hmm. It's like produced and directed almost, I think, or something like that by Jason Bateman. So it's like his project. And Jason Bateman's character is like, he's like a broke brother that's like fleeing from like bad situations. Like he owes the mafia money, like stuff like that. And then Jude Law is a restaurateur. He owns a restaurant and he, you know, is like doing amazing things, like by all appearances has an amazing apartment, like is crushing it. And then the brother rolls into town and like blows up his life pretty much. Like that's TLDR. And it's very cool and like vibey, and it's very like New York. But I was struggling because there was just no shred of like light at the end of the tunnel. It was like, oh my God, this is like, it was depressing me. Depressing. Jeez. Like I can deal with like kind of like a bleak plot line where it's like, oh, we don't know, like, is someone going to die? We don't know. But my issue was just there was no like, oh, it looks like we're going to be okay. Like it looks like everything's going to be fine. Oh, like so-and-so, like there was like a little bit of like romance here and there, but like nothing solid, and it was very stressful.
Have you watched The Girlfriend on Prime?
No.
That was another thing that I was debating watching, and then I started that show.
Well, Black Rabbit's number one, I think, on Netflix. So clearly people like it, and Jack really enjoyed it, but I just couldn't. I'm like, if I'm gonna sit and dedicate this many hours of my life to a show, I want to feel at least a tinge of hope that we're going to be okay. That's my problem with it.
I've never heard of that. Is that kind of it's like the new thing that people are watching?
Yeah, it just came out, and it's...
And there's been a ton of press around it.
Yeah, because it's like a star-studded cast, and Jude Law doing his American accent, it's wild, because you would not know that this is the same man from The Holiday. You would not know.
I still really want to see Caught Stealing.
Ooh, what's that about?
I honestly don't know, but the pictures of Austin Butler training for it really have been speaking to me.
So, okay.
So that's why I need to go see it. But also, not a tall, dark, and handsome man.
I don't know any of these people. I literally have no idea what these people are.
He's so gorgeous.
Like, I don't know who Jude Law is.
Austin Butler.
You know who Jude Law is.
He's the British guy in The Holiday. Mr. Napkinhead.
I don't know who that is.
He's the love interest in The Holiday.
Have I even seen that?
He's Kate Winslet's brother.
Oh my God,
brother.
If you've never seen The Holiday, we're watching it this weekend.
Oh, okay, I know who that is.
Wait, shut up. You've not seen The Holiday? I'm extremely...
No, I think it is. Who else is in The Holiday? Is it Cameron Diaz?
Cameron Diaz.
Okay, then I've seen it.
Yeah, okay, Jack Black.
He's cute. He's old.
Yeah, well, one of my other favorite people ever.
He's Jack Black?
Yeah,
that's
I love
such
him.
Such a random one for you to be oh my obsessed God, with.
He, I love The School of Rock.
What?
Do you not like that movie?
No.
Uh-oh, are you guys fighting?
Yeah, that movie is like one of my favorites ever. It's so good.
We're in a fight.
Adam's like, disagree.
Have you seen it?
I think so, but when I was a kid.
So it sounds like you don't know if you like it or not.
Sounds like you need to watch it again and see. Because you know your opinion could change.
Yeah. I think I just need to give it a listen or a watch this
We'll put it on the list.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would definitely watch that.
I just think Jack Black is like too goofy. Like, I don't really think he's my vibe.
Ugh, I love that.
Like, I don't like a goofy vibe, you know?
That's so lame.
You're not fun. How does it feel to not be fun?
I like funny, but I don't think I like goofy.
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to think, like, who...
Like, do you like Adam Sandler? I feel like they're in the exact same category.
I do not think Adam Sandler is funny.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I saw him on Fifth Ave in basketball shorts down to his ankles.
Of course. That's his uniform.
But that's the... Yeah, no. Yeah, he's just not my...
But he's rich. How do you feel about that?
I'm happy for him.
Okay.
Adam Sandler, you guys know.
You don't want to
say that? They filmed Grown Ups in my town. He was my downstreet neighbor for the whole summer.
Was he really? Oh, wait, I actually knew that. When what were they filming?
Grown Ups.
Ah, yes.
They actually filmed multiple movies.
I think I liked Grown Ups, actually.
And Grown Ups 2, and this like Halloween movie was filmed like the street behind me.
Like the goofy I like are like the movies that resonate with me that I think are like the funniest movies I've ever seen are like Bridesmaids.
Oh.
So Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, like Kristen Wiig, I think it's hilarious.
So you like funny girls, but not funny boys.
So the girls are allowed to be funny, but the boys are not.
Yeah, I'm sexist. I'm for the girls.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Like, I'm trying to think of anybody else who I think is specifically funny. Like Bridesmaids, I just remember I laughed so hard I cried, basically.
Yeah, that is...
I couldn't breathe when she was shitting in the street. Like,
that was like a crazy movie. See, okay.
But Maya Rudolph is in Grown Ups.
Maya Rudolph is... Yeah, she's the bride.
That is.
She's the one that shit her pants in the street.
No, she shit her dress, actually. For getting technical about it.
Yeah.
See, Bridesmaids is a great movie because it's kind of stressful, sure, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, we're going to get through it, hence why I liked it.
That was in E-movies we love, and any E-movies we love from, like, the years of 2010 to probably 2019, I can't watch anymore.
E-movies we love?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
E has this segment called E Movies We Love at the channel, and they play the same movies over and over and over and over again. Mm. And Bridesmaids is one of them. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. He's Just Not That Into You was one of them.
No, and you hate Jennifer.
Yeah.
Colby hates Jennifer. Everyone knows that. Yeah. Jennifer Goodwin. Colby hates.
Yeah, so they have a lot that they would cycle through, but the movie, I swear to God, would end and then restart. Like,
so it's kind of like Dry Bar.
But like, I can't even watch Bridesmaids on a plane anymore. I've seen it too many times.
I watched it recently. When did I watch it? I don't remember, but I watched it recently. Huh.
Bridesmaids.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I watched it. I do, like, I have a memory of watching it. I don't know when that was.
I didn't even watch a movie on my flight yesterday. I considered it. I haven't been watching movies on flights like at all.
What do you do on your flights?
I literally work the entire time.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite time to do work is on a flight.
Yeah, well, because you kind of have nothing else to do.
Yeah. I'm like, no distractions. All I have to do is sit in that chair and work.
I like to disassociate. I
get so bored if I'm not stimulated.
You know who I think about literally all the time? It's that old man that we met on our flight to Italy.
The brain surgeon or whatever?
No, yeah. He invented the laparoscopic surgery for prostate cancer. And my dad literally got that surgery. And he was like on his way to this medical convention. And he was so humble, whatever, just said that he made like a medical discovery. I Googled him after. And my dad was like, I literally got that surgery. He saved my life.
What?
Colby yeah. was chatting with this man. And I could tell she was getting annoyed.
So cute.
You were getting a little annoyed because he did want to talk the whole flight. Yeah, and I
wanted
flight.
To go to sleep.
Italy is a long flight.
But it was fine.
You talked literally the whole flight
for most of it, and then I yes. I reached a point where I was like, I really need to go to sleep.
You told him that.
I had also taken medicine to fall asleep, and I was like fighting it, and I was like, oh my god,
you're like nodding off while he's being
so cute. I think about him actually all the time.
Did you get his number?
No, I wish I did. He gave me a newspaper when we got off the plane.
Aww.
He was so cute.
He had a briefcase and he was dressed so nice.
Yeah.
Aww. Meanwhile, we looked like
hags.
Yep, old hags. Not old, but hags.
Yeah.
Colby, what is it with old men really being interested in you lately?
I don't know.
Colby got asked out by an old man at good old Phuket's.
Yeah, I did. I thought this guy was flirting with my mom, and then my mom and I, after this wedding, were out until like 2:30 in the morning, basically just sitting in the Phuket's lobby, and this man came up and sat with us and started chatting with us because, of course, he said something and my mom turned her head around and she's like, come join us, whatever. He comes, sits down. I thought that they were like chatting each other up, like whatever. And then we're leaving and the guy is like, can I get your contact information? And I was like, sure, I guess. And then we leave and he texted me and asked me to go on a date in Central Park the next day.
You.
To which I did not reply. Correct.
Damn.
I also found him in 0.2 seconds.
Yeah. On the internet?
Colby gave me a first name and I knew who this guy was within like literally 5 seconds of Colby telling me. I was really impressed with my skills. Colby was like, how did you do this when we were picking up our stools?
Is he married?
No.
Okay, that's positive at least.
But he has a teenage child and kept also referencing things that would happen. He was like, before you were born, like, I was like, okay, and in what way did that make you then think that while you're sitting here with my mom that you should ask me out on a date? The fact that you're referencing like multiple things that happened before I was born.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I'm closer in age to your teenage son than I am to you, so.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Today on the pod, we're talking a little bit about October 10th being World Mental Health Day. And this year, we're saying thank you, therapists. BetterHelp wants people to realize that the right therapist can change everything. And BetterHelp has 12 plus years of experience in matching people to the right therapist.
And I think BetterHelp is amazing because they do the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. You just fill out a short questionnaire that helps identify your needs and your preferences. And their 12 plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate mean they typically get it right on the first try. If you aren't happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recs. I just think BetterHelp is doing amazing things.
This World Mental Health Day, we're celebrating the therapists who've helped millions of people take a step forward. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start the journey. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/matchmade. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/matchmade.
Check it out. Now that we're in the fall, cooler days calls for layers that last, and Quince is our go-to for quality essentials that feel cozy, look refined, and won't blow your budget. Katie, tell the people about what you found on Quince lately.
You guys, guess what I just got in yesterday? I am redecorating my bed for fall. I got this gorgeous duvet set. that is in the shade Bordeaux, and it's going to add some amazing warmth to the bedroom. The quality is absolutely unreal. I can't wait to put it on my bed today. And I have to say also, I got king-sized pillow shams, which, if you don't know, even if you don't have a king-sized bed, king-sized pillows and shams make all the difference. I love how it supports my normal pillow and just creates this really comfortable experience when I'm sleeping. So highly recommend. And Quince just has amazing stuff for much less than you'd spend at other places.
A king-size pillow just makes it feel like you're sleeping in a hotel bed.
I couldn't agree more.
And because Quince partners directly with top-tier ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, they deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands.
Find your fall staples at Quince. I'm so excited to dress for the fall. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels, with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they would recommend it to friends and family. Now, you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which I'm so excited to get my hands on. It helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance, and it helps to relieve occasional bloating, gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer, amongst other things.
I think most of us have struggled with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and that's why I can't wait to try the prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MATCHMADE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MATCHMADE for 15% off today.
Check it out.
You could be the stepmom.
Ick. I'm all set.
That's like another that's another plot line of Bridesmaids. Because the
young stepmom.
Whatever the lady that I forget her, like who she is in real life. She's like the British one, kind of. You know, in Bridesmaids? She's like the bitch that's trying to take Annie Annie, the bride away from Kristen Wiig.
I can't remember her name, but I love
her. Anyway, but she has like young stepkids, and the stepkids hate her and call her like fuck you, Helen. Oh yeah. Helen is her name. And she married like a man that has kids that are like close in age to her.
That's so funny.
The fuck you, Helen is so
fuck you, funny. Helen. Yeah, she's like at the tennis place.
She's like, oh, they're so sweet.
And she's like, oh, they love me. She's honestly one of my favorite actors, and I can't even remember her name in real life, but That girl, Helen.
I aspire to be Helen. Lives in a chateau, two stepkids that hate her. Nothing better.
You don't want that.
I might.
You want the chateau, but you want the kids to love you. How hard is it to make kids love you?
I would definitely be one of the stepkids that like hates their step-parent.
I don't think I would be a good step-parent because I would overthink literally everything. Be like, oh, am I overstepping? Their mom gonna be mad at me?
Unfortunately, I'm too much of a people pleaser. I would like make it my life's mission to make this child love me, and it would definitely backfire.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Anywho, should we answer some questions?
Yes.
What's the vibe, producer Adam?
Yes, I think it's time for us to.
Sorry, I'm finding these messages that I screenshotted. Okay, what do we want to hear first? A wedding nightmare or a dating question?
A wedding nightmare sounds fun.
Yeah, I think let's do wedding nightmare.
I read this over before, obviously before choosing it, and I don't really know where I stand on this. Like I do, but I don't. I do, but I don't.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm dialed in.
So this is definitely more of like a girly question, but like,
okay,
we still want your input.
Okay. Adam's a girly.
Yeah, I'm a girly. The girlies and the gays.
Yeah. You know it. Okay. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I've been listening since the beginning of the pod, and it's always my Friday treat to hear your chit chats and dating stories. I've got a problem and I think it will resonate with all of you and your year of weddings, or it will at least help me and my friends settle a debate. One of our friends is getting married in Mexico next spring. She and her husband are paying for pretty much everything, so their guest list is pretty small. I think she means her and her husband, like not her family. Like, she's they're funding their own wedding versus like getting money from their parents. So it's kind of small, and they're not having a wedding party. Instead, the bride has asked our friend group of six girls to be her bride crew. She's made it very clear that we're not her bridal party, but this is her way of making us feel included in the weekend. Mind you, we are inherently included as being 12 of the total 45 guests at this wedding. But I digress. The frustration comes from the dress code. She wants her bride crew to wear a very particular shade of green, and the dresses need to be satin. She told us she does not need to approve dresses. However, I was so excited that I had a dress that I thought would work, correct material, but slightly, barely noticeably wrong color, and she immediately vetoed it. We've got travel expenses to Mexico, need to pay for our Airbnb, give them a gift, have already attended all of her pre-wedding events so far with more coming up, and now we have a very strict dress code for a wedding in which we're not even her bridal party? Are we being total bitches for thinking this is too much, or is she being completely unreasonable and asking this of us? Love you, Sia. Thank you for your advice. Bye. What do you think?
I think that is completely unreasonable. You're not a bridesmaid, so why are you being pigeonholed to what you are allowed to wear?
Pigeonholed is kind of funny.
You're just a guest at the end of the day.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, because like I kind of think it's cool that she's not having a bridal party. Like, you don't have to do all of the annoying things that bridesmaids have to do. Like, you don't have to do that.
Right.
You don't have to like get your hair and makeup done or like any of that stuff, or like be with the bride at 7 a.m. when you're, you know, but you just have to wear a certain dress. Like, but I would say that like the fact that she said, oh, I'm not going to approve it, I don't need to approve it, and then like decides to veto your dress is really fucked up.
Right. That's what I don't understand. Like, she's doing it for photos. We have a friend who did this, and I love the idea of not having a bridal party but still getting photos with your friends and having everybody look cohesive and so on, but like giving people a color palette to stay within, which it sounds like she did, but it was very slightly, in her words, barely noticeably off.
Hers is, this bride is saying one color. You get one color, you have to stick with the one color and satin. Our friend that did this had like a full color palette of like 15 different colors that she was like, our friend that did this just wanted like our photo, like the photo she had with us to like look really chic and cute, which they turned out amazing. Yeah. But it was like 15 different colors. Right. It wasn't, she essentially just didn't want any, like the girls to wear like black, I think. It was like pretty much what our friend wanted.
Yeah.
But this is specific shade of green.
Yeah, that's tough. Very tough.
Yeah, I have no opinion,
but I do kind of understand it. Like, it's hard. This is hard for me. This is hard because I know the bride has like good intentions in this. Yeah. She like wants to get beautiful photos with her good friends,
right?
Which is a good positive thing that she wants to do, and it is her day. But you're going all the way, I don't know where they're from, but going to Mexico, there's a lot. It sounds like you're spending a lot of money and time already, so it is. That is slightly too much to ask. It is too much to ask.
Yeah, I would be really annoyed.
But unfortunately, you just kind of got to suck it up. Yeah, you got to suck it up. I suggest renting a dress from like Rent the Runway or Fashion Pass or Nuuly.
Yeah.
Or Pickle if you have that.
Have a few options.
But there's
actually no way, too, that everybody's dress is going to be same color, same fabric, unless she was like, order from Shauna Joy or from whatever, Show Me Your Moo Moo.
Yeah, really, what this bride, she should have given options. The exact
same dresses and fabric made by the same person.
Exactly. But then that's like a bridesmaid's dress. Like, it is, I do feel it's a little too much to ask.
Yeah.
But I also feel like if I were in this position, I would just suck it up and deal with it.
Yeah.
Which is annoying, I know. But like, Adam's,
I don't
know
how to deal with these problems.
Hey, you just wear a black tux.
I just throw on a tux. Although I think I talked about on the podcast, so I was planning on showing up to a wedding in a tux, and they were like, it's not black tie. And I was like, I thought it was black tie the entire time. And then they were like, no, the only person that's going to be wearing a tux is the groom.
And fair enough.
And I was full ready to show up in a tux.
Adam was like, well, that's fine. One other person.
Yeah, perfect. I was like, we'll match. That's fine. Yeah, we'll match. Cute. I love that for us.
Yeah, this bride, I don't think this is like a crazy offense, but like it is. What I would do is like the next dress that you choose, don't send it to her. Don't send it to her. Just wear it.
Yeah, but yeah. Then you're going to show up and she'll be all pissy.
She can't be. It's like it's done and dusted.
Chose not, well, that's my thing. Like you chose not to have bridesmaids, so.
Yeah, you can't be that picky.
Yeah.
When you have a bridesmaid and like you ask bridesmaids and they say yes, they're essentially saying yes to like do the bitch work slash like be kind
listen
of
to you.
Told what to do. But you did not sign that pledge because you are not a bridesmaid. So. I think this is perfectly valid to like bitch about in your group chat.
100%.
For sure.
Yeah. You can complain behind her back. 100%.
Yeah. Going to Mexico for a wedding, Airbnb, gifts.
I'm so into the events. Wedding in Mexico vibe recently.
I mean, that sounds great. You have built in vacation,
but. I've
seen
a few of them and I love it. It just looks so fun.
Have you been to Mexico City?
Nope.
Should you go to like a beach?
I don't know. That's like, Mexico is very vague. Like, who knows?
A lot of people have been doing weddings in Mexico City, I feel like.
A girl we went to college with had a Mexico wedding, and it looked legitimately so fun.
Oh, I did see that. Oh, I want to go to Mexico just for fun.
I'm going next month.
I'm so jealous.
We should do a group trip to Mexico City.
I'm down. I want
to
go there.
It's not beachy, though. You go to, like, it's actually much colder than you would think also in Mexico City. It's like very
colder?
Tropical. Yeah, because they're super high up in the mountains.
I want to go to the beach.
But it's super nice. It's kind of like a Mexico, New York almost. I don't know how to explain it. But the restaurants are really good. The vibes are good.
Yeah, I've heard the food's really good.
The nightlife is good. Like you go to like explore, you can go shopping, go to the restaurants.
Okay.
It's like a weekend trip, I feel like.
I'm down. Sign me up.
All right. We're going to give this girl some advice about her roommate's boyfriend. Hello, I live with my best friend and her boyfriend has been eating the food that my roommate and buy. I said that so weirdly. It's typed out kind of weird. I live with my best friend and her boyfriend has been eating the food that me and my roommate buy and pay for together.
That makes sense. They pay for it together.
Yeah,
they probably split it.
I love this girl, but she missed a lot of words in between these sentences. I don't let my boyfriend eat our food unless I specifically ask her. My boyfriend lives about 20 minutes away and her boyfriend lives about 2 hours away. So I understand that when he comes to stay for a weekend, he can't just go home to make his own dinner like my boyfriend does. Said, and then she also said, my boyfriend rarely sleeps over because your girl isn't about to share a twin size bed.
Are they in college, maybe?
Twin size bed is crazy, girl. Yeah, I wonder if this is a college
situation.
They have a
twin XL?
What's especially hard is that recently I've been paying for all of the food because money has been a little tighter for my roomie. I love her to death and can afford to pay the extra $30 for the week, especially because my parents help me with rent. I want to be generous, but it feels disrespectful to me to have him eat the food I pay for because I don't love the way that I don't love him the way that I love my bestie.
Good.
Yeah.
Consider that a good thing.
His family is also fairly well off, so he could afford to DoorDash on the weekends when he is here. Should I have a conversation about it or just hope it stops when he eventually moves back to the city in a month or so? Being more generous is something I've been working on, but I don't know if I can feed the extra two people every weekend.
Oh, that would drive me absolutely insane as well.
I think
like a snack here and there, and if he asked, if he was like the hard thing is, I guess you share your groceries, but your friend should also have the respect to be like, oh, we share our food and I didn't buy that, so don't eat it.
Sharing groceries with a roomie, I feel like, is tough. Like in my early years of the city, the boys and I always used to share groceries.
Yeah, Julia and I used to grocery shop together and split it too.
Or at least Alex and I would. And then we would like make dinner together every night. And then after like a few years, you kind of just realize that's not like a super sustainable situation because different dinner plans.
Yeah, some people want one thing or the other. And then some people also aren't going to eat home every day or whatever.
Yeah, so at that point with a roommate, it kind of makes sense to just buy your own food. So I feel like this is kind of a hard pivot for you, but the solution is that you guys should just not split groceries every week.
Yeah, I think you need to.
Like maybe you should just, if you don't want to bring it up to your bestie, with it being awkward, then maybe you should just like start tapering off, you know.
But she's not gonna know because she pays for the food.
True.
So I feel like
you should just stop buying groceries.
Yeah, or just
stop eating. I'm kidding. That's
just
a joke.
Say,
that's
like, a joke. Since so and so, her boyfriend is like staying with them more. Just be like, feel like it's better for us not to share groceries while he's still staying with us. End of sentence.
I don't know. I think I would say, because you both have boyfriends, this is like actually great, because you can be like, hey girl, so like, you know, we have these boys who eat a lot. They kind of suck sometimes in that category. So maybe we should just like buy our own groceries. So like when my, like you can speak from your experience, like when my boyfriend comes, like I don't want him eating into like your portion of what we're getting. So like, yeah, how about we just like keep it separate, just so like my crazy boyfriend doesn't eat your portion. Like, don't make it about her, make it about you.
Katie's so rational.
And your boyfriend. Well, because that's, I feel like otherwise, I know myself and I hate awkward conversations, and I feel like conversations that like insinuate that I'm blaming anyone besides like myself. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's always helpful to do it that way and be like, oh, my boyfriend, not yours.
And mine. Also, like, it's your food, technically.
So. You can also just start like, unfortunately, labeling things. Yeah. Like, you kind of have to do that. We did that in college. I labeled my stuff, or like I had a special cabinet that was like my cabinet.
That would annoy me too if there was something that I really wanted, and then if I came home and my roommate's boyfriend had eaten it, I would be so upset.
Well, also, like, I don't know, you gotta have some self-awareness. Like, if I had a boyfriend and they were eating all of Colby's groceries,
yeah,
like,
that's what I said in the beginning. Like,
I would be like, boy, you gotta stop that.
Unfortunately, some people are not self-aware like that,
which is crazy to me.
Slash, well, not even, it's more like aware of, like, she probably is like, oh, it's no big deal, we're all a happy family here.
Yeah,
like, but I let your boyfriend come over.
She isn't even paying for the food to begin with. It's kind of crazy that she then is like, sure, help yourself to her hungry man. That's
very nice of you to like offer to pay for her groceries.
Yeah,
it's very nice of you.
I think you just gotta stop doing
that. I feel like I would start resenting her, unfortunately. Me too. Even if it's just $30, which, you know,
in the grand scheme,
but it does add up. And it sounds like, you know, if your parents are paying your rent, you probably don't make a lot of money either, maybe. So I don't,
yeah, like, you shouldn't feel the need to be paying for somebody else all the time.
Yeah, I can tell you're trying to be like more generous, but that is not just being generous. It's kind of like being a bit of like
a caretaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, like, she should contribute,
especially if the boyfriend is, yeah, like, but I understand it's like hard to have like a point blank conversation about that.
Yeah,
so.
Or be like, if your boyfriend does like want certain things when he's here, maybe he can share split the grocery bill also, and we can get what he wants while he's staying.
Yeah, just like
us.
Throw us some money, yeah, in the Venmo.
Then there would be no issue. If he was paying it, or he can go grocery shopping for himself.
Yeah, or you can be like, let's all go on a group grocery trip together, yeah, and pick out what we want, and then we'll split it at the end.
He should pay for
with
it.
With him and your boyfriend, if
he
wants to.
He's going to make up for all the groceries meeting.
He should pay.
Yeah, like, imagine they break up and then like, okay, great, wasted all that money on this man.
Yeah.
Who isn't even dating him or anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
But that's crazy, though.
I was going to imagine having, the like, if I just was eating all Colby's food and then my boyfriend was eating all Colby's food, like, what? Like, that just makes no sense.
Well, then you'd be like, I feel like, even when we're on like a group trip where we share a fridge, like an Airbnb situation, mm-hmm, like, I feel insane. Like, when we were in the Hamptons, I was like, I'm not, sometimes I would see something and be like, I think those are my grapes, but I'm not sure. Those could be Danielle's or Kellyanne's or whoever. I would just err on the safe side and be like, hey, I don't know if these are your grapes, but I like, can I have some? Yeah. Even if they were mine.
I love Katie's talking about the grapes. I literally pulled a caviar out of the fridge in the Hamptons, and I go outside and I'm like, whose caviar is this? Because I really want to eat it.
Yeah, I had that too, but we had a lot in that fridge. That fridge saw some money, let's just say that.
Even though fridge was stacked.
The caviar we had gotten for free, to clarify.
Right.
But yeah, though, that's tough though, because it's not like, in the grand scheme, it's not like a huge, huge deal, but it's more like the principle of it. It's more the principle, and it's just like unfair to you.
And she shouldn't learn that is like a normal thing to do,
mm-hmm,
in general. Like, that shouldn't be her expectation.
The roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Agree. Well, girls, I think that's all we have time for today. Another day, another slay. It's been fun.
I thought you were going to say another dollar. Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another slay. Love ya. See ya. Bye. Guys, what the heck?
Bye-bye.
Wait, I just can't get over that you said another day, another slay. Like,
have you never
just
heard that?
Yeah, I've heard it, but I've never heard you say that.
Not in years.
Another day, another slay.
All right.
And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye. There you go.
Another day, another slate.
Another jet lag for you.